Indiana's waiver was put on conditional status in May, with the federal government pointing to the state's college and career-ready standards focused on failing schools and teacher evaluations as areas of concern. In a letter sent to State Superintendent Glenda Ritz, U.S. Assistant Secretary of Education Deborah DeLisle said Indiana's application for extension proved the state made improvements in its problem areas and will continue to implement those plans this year. Ritz says the DOE will work with the federal government to improve the state's teacher evaluation system.
In the state of Indiana, we have about 40 school corporations who by statute, when their contracts expire, then they get on board with the new evaluation system according to statute.
State Board of Education member Gordon Hendry says the extension is a relief, but education officials should not put students in this position.
We have to make sure that this doesn't happen again. So we need to work together and collaborate on addressing all the issues that have been raised through this process to improve K-12 education in Indiana.
The extension only lasts through the current school year, and the state will go through the same process next year to renew the waiver. For State Impact Indiana, I'm Claire McInerney.